In charge, DC 101, we're rocking and proud of it. Sunshine at 55 is what we're expecting for today. Right now, 34 degrees, 4321-101 is my telephone number. Feel free to dial that thing at any time for any reason. Hello,
Hobble.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear from you.
You called me.
Request.
What's that?
I want you to come to a communication workshop with me tonight.
A communication workshop?
Yeah, because I think you're a master at communication, and I want you to meet this lady.
The instructor?
What?
The lady that instructs the course?
Yes, she's a cross between Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe, and Lily Tomlin.
Really?
She's got a beautiful body. She was born of Russian refugee parents.
Yeah?
Grew up in West Germany, went to an American school.
Great.
And she, she's got as much energy and vitality as you do.
So you want me to come and give a speech before your class?
No, I want you to come check it out, because it's just like a four-day workshop, two nights and two, a Saturday and a Sunday.
And it's supposed to make you a better speaker, or what?
Well, that can show up out of the communication workshop, but it's not like a how-to thing.
Well, what are you learning? As you say, the workshop, what do you do there besides sit with one thumb in your tukas, one thumb in your mouth, playing switch, listen to this Russian, English, Hungarian?
You do some great exercises. Like one of the things we did was like sit, like kind of in two chairs opposite each other, knee to knee. And one person says, like, red, blue, yellow, green, white, orange, black, silver. And the other person tries to say whatever color you're saying as fast as you can.
That's nuts! And that's nuts! What a waste of time! You sit there facing each other, red, blue, green. Hey, come on! What, is this a joke?
No, it's just like the idea of recreate. You know, that was like one little exercise out of, like, a 60-hour workshop.
And what are the other little exercises, pray tell?
Let's see. I don't want to give away too much because you.
Yeah, really. Somebody's liable to jump on these secrets and make $1 million.
You might.
There'll be classrooms springing up all over the world with people sitting there, red, blue, green, yellow.
You might be able to do some of them.
I might be able to do some. Listen, I'd love to make your course, but unfortunately, I got to rotate my tires.
Oh God, please! You can bring your girlfriend.
I can bring her.
Yeah. It's like a lot of it has to do with like listening to the other person.
God, I hate that stuff.
No, this is different. This is something different than you've ever done before. It's in Alexandria, or, you know, on Duke Street.
So it's convenient, but I tell you what, I just somehow don't see, I've never seen myself in any of those method acting courses, you know? I lasted one day in Lee Strasberg's class. For a while there, I thought I was going to head for the stage instead of the microphone, so I lasted one day. I mean, do you think Clint Eastwood ever went to one of those method acting classes? Do you think Clint Eastwood ever stood in the front of the room with Lee Strasberg saying, "You're a tree. Act like a tree." I mean, you know, he didn't sit there showing his emotions. He made millions of dollars by not showing any emotion, by just staring coldly at the camera and saying, "Hey, punk." I mean, come on. I was in that class for one day, and I saw these people are acting like trees. One guy's acting like a cow. Strasberg comes up to me, and he says, "Young man, I want you to be a baby. You're no longer in your 30s. You're only 6 weeks old. You don't even know. You're seeing things for the first time. Show me all. Act like a baby. Act like a baby." I just sat there looking at the guy. He said, "You are going to get nowhere unless you devote yourself to this class." Now, I'm just asking, act like a baby, and you're just sitting there staring at me like, I said, "Whoa, Mr. Strasberg, I am acting like a baby. I just pooped in my pants."
Highlander.